Put it here, Bam Bam. Put it right over the plate.
He's sure a cute kid, Barney. Toss the ball, Bam Bam. Uncle Fred will hit it nice and easy.
Kukake, kopatakai kukake.
Wow, it went clean through the bat. What a fast ball that kid had.
You can say that again, Fred. If he'd have thrown any harder, I'd have to take a cab back.
Well, we know Bam Bam can pitch. Now let's see if he can hit. This being his first time at bat, I'll give him a nice, easy, slow one. How's that? Slow enough?
Give it a nice, level swing. Keep your eye on the ball and...
Uh-oh!
Just wax these floors?
Yeah, just my luck!
Fred, are you all right? Say something, Fred.
You know, Wilma, that Bam Bam could be another Joe DiRocchio.
Oh, I'm all choked up. Who's Joe DiRocchio?
Only one of the greatest hitters of all time. Well, back to the old ball game.
Not so fast, Tiger. You promised to take Pebbles shopping, remember?
What, again? I only took her shopping every day last week.
Fred, you promised.
Oh. All right, Wilma. Boy, Barney may have the greatest hitter of all time, but I'm going to have the greatest shopper of all time. Pebbles and Daddy are taking a stroll. Another few months and I'll teach her to bowl. Uh-oh, I forgot to give you your bottle. Here you are.
Oh, Fred! Fred!
Don't worry, Wilma. Everything's under control.
Yes, dear. Except that you forgot to take Pebbles.
Wait a minute. If she's not in here, who's drinking from the bottle? Out, Dino. Out, out, out. He's always pulling that. I'm telling you one more time, and it's straight to the dog pound.
Don't cry, sweetheart. Daddy won't hurt Dino.
Yeah, Pebbles, don't cry. Daddy's gonna take you downtown.
Oh, that reminds me, Fred. Here's the grocery list.
One pterodactyl egg, loaf of rockweed, and a quarter homogenized mammoth milk. Gotcha? Here we go, honey. See you later, Wilma.
Oh, Fred.
Yes, dear?
Try to keep an eye on Pebbles while you're in the market. You know how babies grab things off shelves when you aren't looking.
Don't you worry. Maybe other babies snatch things, but not Pebbles Flintstone. Hey, how did she get that list?
I said she grabbed things.
Oh, it probably fell out of my pocket. Thanks, Pebbles.
Uh-oh. Hey, quit bothering me, you darn horsefly.
Get away, will you, you insect? I don't need this grocery list. I got it memorized.
Oh! Oh, what a powerful little monster.
Hiya, Barney. What's wrong, pal?
Hey, watch out for the horseflies around here, Fred. They got an awful kick.
Oh, sure, Barney. They wear horseshoes. Hey, where's Betty?
Betty? Oh, she's downtown picking out Wilma's birthday present.
You don't say. Isn't that nice? She's buying Wilma's birthday?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. What did you get her, Fred?
Me? Well, it's a surprise. I can't tell you now. I'm in a hurry.
Hey, what's the matter with him? Oh, no, you don't. I'm not getting clobbered by you again. Atta boy. Sick him. Sick him.
Wilma's birthday tomorrow, and I didn't even remember it. What a stoop, huh, Pebbles?
That's a stoop.
Okay. You don't have to agree so hard. We'll buy Mommy a nice present as soon as we get the groceries. Oh, a baby elephant ride. All right, Pebbles is getting an elephant ride.
Go.
Well, what's the hang-up? Yeah, the money. I'm sorry. Hold on tight. Boy, that's what I'd call a short ride.
What does he expect for a dime? A round trip to the moon?
Now, we'll just get this shopping out of the way. Let's see now, where do they keep the bread? Ah, here we are. Ooh. Oh, this rockweed bread is murder.
Oh, my back. This health bread will be the death of me.
Now, let's see. Next, an egg. Ah, there we are. When this place advertises fresh eggs, they mean fresh eggs. A quart of homogenized mammoth milk, and that's it.
A loaf of rockweed, one pterodactyl egg, a quart of mammoth milk, and wow! You sure are stocking up on the groceries today, Mr. Flintstone.
Huh? What do you mean?
Look at that load.
Pebbles, when did you take those things?
Don't worry about it. Lots of kids do that.
You better put this on my bill and deliver it, will you?
Sure thing, Mr. Flintstone.
Pebbles and I have some shopping to do. Pebbles!
Now, don't let it get you down, Mr. Flintstone. They all grow out of it. That'll be 5 cents for the apple.
Yeah. Just add it to the bill, eh? Now, let's see. What should we get Mommy for her birthday? Last year, I gave her a mop and a lifetime supply of floor wax. I know. That's exactly the way your mother felt about it. Hey, look! Rocky Pierre's Boutique. And look at that handbag. Wonder if it's genuine alligator.
Oh, really? And what do I look like, a giraffe?
Oh, boy. Hot Rock Jewelers. Say, this place has real class.
By Jove, this looks like a jolly good shop, eh, what?
Huh? Oh, jolly good.
Have to hurry with my shopping. Nearly tea time, you know. Cheer-o.
Cheer-o. You hear that, Pebbles? That guy's got real class, too.
That's him, all right. Baffles Gravel, the international jewel thief.
Alias Lightfingers Leo. Let's put the cuffs on him.
Take it easy. Remember what the chief said. First, we gotta catch him in the act. Come on.
Not quite, Mr. Hartrock. Not quite. I want something a little more, shall we say, valuable.
Of course, sir. I have just the thing. A flawless white pearl in the original oyster.
All right. Can a guy get a little sleep around here?
What do you think?
Well, if you've nothing more expensive...
More expensive? Wait. How's this, sir?
I say, quite. May I inquire...
252,000, sir. But that includes gift wrapping and a card.
Yeah, ho! Johnny, this is the kind of place to patronize. It's got elegance. Wonder if they give trading stamps.
There's Baffles now, looking over the jewelry.
Yeah, play it cool and he won't notice us.
Oh, drat! The fuzz. This calls for some ingenuity.
There's the salesman, Pebbles. Probably got me pegged as a millionaire. How do you do? I'd like something for...
I'm sorry, but we've already contributed to charity.
Charity? I'm here to buy my missus a birthday present, and price is no object.
Oh, my apologies, sir. How much would you care to spend?
Well, I'll go as high as $1.98.
If you could go $1.99, I have just the thing.
Well, I have to. Okay, what is it?
A lady's watch strap. Genuine burlap and very simple to attach to her watch.
Well, that's no problem. She doesn't have a watch. But I'll take it. You never know. Here's the money.
May I?
Huh? Oh, of course. I'd appreciate the opinion of a connoisseur.
Perfectly charming. I'm sure your spouse will adore it.
Nice to have made your acquaintance.
We'll meet again, I assure you. Cheer-o, old boy.
And cheer-o to you, too.
I don't get it. Why was Baffles talking to that funny-looking fat guy?
Probably trying to throw us off the trail. Hey, here he comes now. Doc!
And you're sure you're not interested in the bracelet, sir?
No, I've decided to let someone else take it. Cheer-o.
Cheer-o-io.
He didn't take anything this time.
That's for sure.
Help! Robbery! My priceless diamond bracelet has been stolen. Oh, gee.
Now, remember, honey, I'm letting you hold the present, but we won't give it to Mommy until tomorrow. You understand?
What took you two so long? I was getting worried.
Relax, sweetheart. Your little family is home safe and sound.
Mommy missed you, Pebbles. What's that in your hand? Oh, my! A bracelet for my birthday! Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous! Oh, no wonder you and Daddy were gone so long. Wait till I show it to Betty.
Hey, what's for dinner, Wilma? I'm starved.
Fred, darling!
That's what I'd call a good dinner. Now, what's for dessert?
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Fred. I don't deserve it.
Don't deserve what? Oh, don't tell me Pebbles gave you your present.
Yes, and it's the loveliest gift I've ever received.
Okay, Wilma, you don't have to put it on that thick. It's just a little token.
Some little token? Oh, I've wanted one for years.
Gee, Wilma.
Oh, you big, generous hunk of man, you.
Well, there's nothing too good for you. And if it's too large for your wrist, I can easily punch another hole in it.
Oh, silly boy. Who'd punch a hole in a bracelet?
Yeah, who'd punch a hole in a bracelet? Bracelet? Oh, no. No. Pebble.
I don't know what it cost you, dear, but whatever it was, it must have been a steal.
Steal? Yeah, that's for sure. Well, listen, Wilma, I'm taking it back.
What?
Well, it's too fat for your skinny wrist. I mean, it's too skinny for your fat wrist. Give it back.
But I love it.
No, I won't let you wear a hunk of junk like this. What a disgrace. My wife wearing fake diamonds. Look, I'll show you. These phony stones won't even cut glass. See? What did I tell you? Fakes.
Fred, I think I understand. You didn't buy that bracelet for me. There's another woman involved.
Another woman? Don't be ridiculous.
Some birthday present. Oh, I'm calling my mother.
Oh, no, not that. Okay, Wilma, I'll tell you the truth. Your daughter is a kleptomaniac.
How did that?
My daughter.
I'm afraid so. Kleptomaniacs run in your family.
Fred, how dare you?
Well, what about your grandfather, the dinosaur horse thief?
That's right. Oh, Fred, our child's future is at stake.
I know. She's liable to be the only baby in Bedrock with her picture in the post office.
What do we do?
Well, Liz, there's only one solution. I'll return the bracelet to the store without them knowing who took it.
Oh, Fred, hurry. Pebbles is too young to be fingerprinted.
Don't let that in.
I say, what luck. All I have to do is pluck my little bracelet from its hiding place. The baby's still in there. I'll be very quiet.
Yikes! Ooh, the little monster must be teething. Or perhaps she's hungry.
Be ready for anything. That's why I'm such a smashing success. Here, baby. I say, a rather aggressive little tart. If I want that bracelet, I'll have to remove her. I say, really? Now to get that bracelet and be off. By Jove! It's gone.
There you are, Wilma. I'll put the bracelet in this box and drive down to the jeweler's. Well, Kaboo, so long.
Fred, you're so nervous. You think you'll be able to drive?
Well, of course I can drive. But what's the matter with... Yeah.
What is it?
There was a face in the window. Well, with a monocle. I saw it.
That settles it. I'm going to ask Barney to drive you to the jewelry store.
Please, Wilma, I'd rather do it myself. Oh, boy. Wilma's right. I am jittery. I won't feel right till I get this bracelet back to the jewelry store. Hey, what's with him?
Don't ask questions. Use Fred's car and be careful.
Will do. Faster, Barney. Step on it. If I go any faster, I'll crack up. And if you don't get me to that Hot Rock Jewelers any faster, I'll crack up.
Well, the gravel gang did it again.
Yep, swiped the bracelet right out from under our noses.
Hey, there's that funny-looking fat guy again.
Hey, who's the Joker doing the driving?
Probably another one of Gravel's boys.
That mob gets bigger every second.
Uh-oh. Here comes the kingpin himself. Tally-ho! Follow those crooks.
Hey, what's wrong, Fred? You're not your usual boisterous self.
Do me a favor, Barney. Keep driving and keep quiet.
Oh, sure, Fred. Hey, did you read about the big robbery?
Robbery? Well, what robbery?
Oh, I don't know any robbery. I'm just making conversation.
Just one more word out of you. One more word and... Hey, there's the store, the Hot Rock Jewelers.
It looks like it's closed, Fred.
Brilliant deduction, Barney. We'll have to go around the back.
The back? But, why can't we come here tomorrow morning?
Barney!
Last one to the back is a cold potato.
I say, there they go round the back. Now I'll just collect my little trinket from those two oafs.
The nerve of them guys. They're robbing the Hot Rock Jewelers again.
This time we'll grab the whole gang. Better call for reinforcement.
Calling headquarters. Calling headquarters. Over.
This is their answering service. They're out to dinner. Would you mind calling back a little later, please?
Oh, fine.
It's shut tight, Barney. I guess we'll have to bust in.
Bust in? Oh, Fred, I got a feeling you haven't told me everything.
Okay, Barney, I'm going to confide in you. Pebbles took this from the jewelry store. She's a kleptomaniac.
Oh, then that makes us even. I got a cousin who's a hypochondriac. Well, see you later.
Come back here. You're giving me a boost up to that window.
Huh? Oh, but Fred, that'll make me an accessory to the crime.
Which would you rather be, Barney? A live accessory or a deceased bystander?
Okay. Climb aboard.
Now, this'll just take us a minute.
Ooh, Fred, them cold feet of yours. They feel like two icebergs.
Quiet, you're making me nervous.
I say, gentlemen, hands up.
Why, it's you, the gentleman from the store.
Correction, Inspector Gravelhill of Rockland Yard.
Rockland Yard? Hey, listen, he forced me into this. I wanted to go straight. Who do I see about turning state's evidence?
Good old Barney, loyal to the end.
I say, fellows, neither of you has to go to the pokey. All I require is the return of the bracelet.
Why, sure. Here you are, Inspector. It's in the box.
Thank you. Now remember, crime doesn't pay. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip. Gee, what a nice guy.
Yeah, you can always tell real class, Barney. It's an honor just meeting a gent like that.
All right, Marks, up on your hands.
Oh, boy, this is turning into a very busy alley.
This is it. We've nailed all of them. The whole Baffles Gravel mob.
Graffles Who?
Don't pull that on us. How long have you two been working with Baffles?
I say, do you think I would associate with such obvious mental incompetence?
Hey, Barney, I think he's referring to us.
I guess he likes us.
I'm beginning to see what you mean. Why, I'd be the laughingstock of the underworld, collaborating with those two simpletons.
Oh, our name's not Simpleton. He's Flintstone, I'm Rubble.
Oh, no.
I planted the bracelet in the baby carriage. I'll sign a full confession, but I implore you, don't link me with those two, please.
Told you he was a gentleman, Barney. He says please.
That does it, Baffles. I'm convinced.
Yeah, they're innocent. You too, beat it.
But don't leave town.
Oh, we won't.
Oh, thanks, officer. And cheerio and pip-pip to you, Baffles.
Yeah, and tally-ho and stuff.
You got a hand in the Bedrock Police, Barney. They're really alert.
Oh, Fred.
Look at the way they captured that crook, Baffles.
Fred.
Our police force is the finest in the nation.
Fred!
Huh?
You can put your arms down now.
Oh. Thanks. As I was saying, Barney, tomorrow I am taking a cop to lunch.
Parking too close to a hydrant.
Parking too far from the curb.
License plates incorrectly displayed.
Broken tail light.
Parking in a crosswalk.
And in a red zone.
Like you said, Fred, our police force is the finest.
Yeah, well, Medino and I took Pebbles to 3 different supermarkets, and she didn't take a single thing.
I told you she'd change, Fred. We won't have to worry about her anymore.
Hey, what's Dino up to? If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, Dino, don't hide your bones under the rug. Oh, no. Stuff from the supermarket. Oh, Wilma! We got another one! Oh, boy.